Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the three super junior ministers have handed back some of their salaries, but will still get pay rises of more than €10,000 each. The Dáil is expected to change the rules around the COVID unemployment payment to make it a condition that you have to be seeking employment in order to continue claiming it. Concerns are raised about the tight timeframe for schools to reopen. Meanwhile, a school transport provider in Donegal says no provision has been made for private bus operators in the opening plan. A Dublin man is jailed for 6 years for abusing his stepdaughter. A court is told he sent photographs to a person in Donegal. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation this evening that the three super junior ministers have handed back some of their salary increases. They will still get pay rises of more than €10,000. It comes as the Taoiseach says there should be a review of cases where people have had their pandemic unemployment payment taken away for travelling abroad. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
After a week of criticism, the three super junior ministers agreed to hand back the €16,000 salary top-up the Dáil approved for them last week. But instead, they'll split the existing €32,000 in top-ups between the three of them, resulting in a pay rise of a little over €10,000 for Jack Chambers, Hildegard Nocton and Pippa Hackett. In the Dáil, Micheál Martin played up the fact that ministers were also handing 10% of their wages back to the state, saying he's not a politician for the money.
Not in here, actually, for that side of things, because if I was, I'd have been out of here a long time ago.
But the government was also under fire for their handling of the COVID pandemic payment. People who travel abroad against government advice will have their PUP payment suspended. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald wants that reversed.
You have uniquely chosen those who have lost their jobs to be punished should they choose to travel abroad.
The Dáil is also expected to pass legislation later that will mean people on the pandemic payment will have to be seeking work to continue to get it. This will include people working in industries that have been closed by the government, like pubs, but government sources have said a common sense approach will be taken to allowing payments to continue in those scenarios.
Well, there have been no new deaths from COVID-19 for the 15th day running in Northern Ireland. 9 more cases have been reported. The death toll remains at 556 in Northern Ireland. The total number of cases north of the border now standing at 5,921. Concerns are being raised about the right time frame for schools to reopen. They have just over a month to get ready after the government unveiled its €375 million package last night. Stephanie Rowan has been gauging the reaction.
The plan to get children back to school after an almost 6 month absence has been broadly welcomed by unions, teachers and parents. But the main concern is the time frame to get everything ready. Sinn Féin's education spokesperson Donnacha O'Leary says it's too tight.
For the recruitment of additional staff, for schools that need to reconfigure buildings, for schools that need to acquire additional space. I think it is a very unfair situation to put schools in, and I think it will be extremely difficult to deliver.
Under the reopening plans, children below third class won't have to socially distance. Those older than that will, and the government's allocated €75 million to help schools adapt their classrooms. €52 million is being allocated to allow up to 6 hours cleaning in a school every day. Primary school students will be put into pods within their class, while over 1,000 extra secondary school teachers are being recruited. And Education Minister Norman Foley insists there will be enough subs available should a teacher become sick.
So a panel of this nature will absolutely ensure that a substitute is readily available and immediately available to take up a post in a school. I have no reason to doubt its effectiveness.
Everyone acknowledges reopening schools is going to take a massive effort, with one teachers union saying organisations in the community should consider if they can offer up any space to help schools reopen safely.
But a school transport provider in Donegal says no provision has been made for private bus operators in the school reopening plan announced last night. All private buses have been effectively parked up since mid-March, with ongoing concern from many operators that the government has failed to provide a timeline as to when and how they can resume services. Cathal McGettigan is owner of McGettigan Travel in Letterkenny. He says it simply wouldn't be feasible for them to operate with a limited capacity.
Unless we get back with the 45 on the 50 or 45 seater bus, we can't operate because we're a private operator and we get paid for every seat. For we can't really go with half loads, or we can't go with 10 or 20 on a coach, because we wouldn't be, we would just fall by the wayside and Very short time. I have 10 buses parked up there now, and you place out at Bullygee there. We were parked up there now since the 13th of March, and we never got one letter. Nobody even rang us to say, are we going back on the road? Can I afford to go back on the road? Can I get the insurance again? My insurance is $35,000 per year, and my rent's $1,500 a month. Road taxes are paid, road tests are paid. If, we don't get back to full capacity, if we don't get back to... Our full buses, there's so many on the buses, we can't really operate, because we would be just going to the shore. They'd be no good. It takes so much down. It takes so much down between tests and insurance and tires and tax. That's just a livelihood for the family and the few drivers I have working with me here in Donegal and Letterkenny. But that's we'd love to get back to the children again, back to our states again, and lift them and get going again. But hopefully we get someone to get going again, because if we don't, I don't think my buses will be coming out of the yard.
And that was Cathal McGettigan giving his assessment of the situation with regards to private bus operators that do the school runs in Donegal. A Dublin man who sexually abused his stepdaughter and secretly recorded her in the bathroom has been jailed for 6 years. Dublin Circuit Criminal Court heard that the 50-year-old man used a camera hidden inside a clock to take videos of his stepdaughter in the shower, which he then sent to another man in Donegal. The accused, who can't be named to protect the identity of the victim, pleaded guilty to sexual assault between September and December 2014 and producing and distributing child pornography in 2015 and 2016. With more detail, here's Trish Laverty.
Agartha told the court that in 2016 a search warrant was executed at an address in Donegal. The man who resided there said the accused man had sent him videos of his stepdaughter, who was aged 13 or 14 at the time. The Agartha said the accused man's house was then searched and various items were seized. A total of 96 videos and 82 images of child pornography were found across two devices. Agartha also discovered messages sent between the accused man and the man in Donegal. The victim, who was aged 12 or 13 at the time of the assault, delivered a comprehensive victim assessment statement, saying that during the assault, the man told her not to tell anyone because he would get in trouble. She said the man always told her that little girls should be seen and not heard. Judge Elma Sheehan said the man had experience of living with and raising small children, and therefore, when watching child pornography, he was fully cognizant of the helplessness of those he watched. Judge Sheehan sentenced the man to 6 years and 9 months imprisonment, but suspended the final 9 months on strict conditions, including that he undergo 2 years of supervision by the probation service following his release from custody.
And there are more details and a comprehensive look at the discussion on that court case on our website, highlandradio.com. It also includes details of the victim impact statement, which the victim had read to the court today. Gardaí are investigating a weekend assault in Clonmany. The attack happened in the early hours of Sunday morning, just after midnight. A lone male was assaulted on Main Street in Clonmany, close to the takeaway there. The male was unable to provide a description of the person involved. Gardaí Grainne Doherty says CCTV is being reviewed, but she says Gardaí are keen to speak to anyone with information.
He sustained a chipped tooth and scratches and bruises as a result of the assault, and CCTV will be checked in the area. And can I just say in relation to that also, Donal, I notice sometimes when the slot is posted to Facebook Live, people may comment afterwards saying, you know, can the guards not check the CCTV? Can they not? And just to make people aware, the CCTV is always checked in these cases, you know, and door-to-door inquiries are also carried out. So this case is no different than any other incident. CCTV will be checked in the area, but we're just appealing to anybody who might have been in the area at that time, perhaps a taxi driver, you know, might have been in the area, especially if they had a dash cam, that would be very helpful to us. Anybody that might have witnessed the incident, anybody that has any information that might assist with this, if they contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 932-0540.
Killybegs was Ireland's busiest port for fish landings in 2019. New figures published by the Central Statistics Office show that Killybegs accounted for 63.1% of all landings by Irish fishing vessels. With more, here's Owen Murphy.
The total value of Irish fish landings at Killybegs last year was €127 million, €99.8 million from Irish vessels and €28 million from foreign vessels. When Arranmore, Burton Port, Greencastle, Malinhead and Rathmullen are taken into consideration, the total value of Irish vessel fish landings in Donegal was €113.6 million. Killybegs significantly surpasses all other Irish ports and had more than 10 times more landings than the second biggest fishing port in the country at Castletownbere in County Atlantic Cork. Atlantic mackerel came out on top last year in terms of largest quantities landed by Irish vessels in Ireland, followed by blue whiting and horse mackerel.
It's been confirmed that Housing Minister Dara O'Brien will visit Donegal next week to meet with members of Donegal County Council as well as housing campaigners. They'll discuss a commitment in the programme for government to build 50,000 social houses over a five-year period. Minister Charlie McConlogue and Senator Niall Blaney recently met with Minister O'Brien to press for a commitment that a substantial proportion of those new houses will be built in Donegal. With the micro-redress scheme also on the agenda, Minister Charlie McConlogue says that Dara O'Brien's visit next week will be an important one.
In the programme for government, the delivery of social housing is a top priority, and the commitment is that over the next 5 years we will see 50,000 new social houses built across the country, as well as the delivery of a new affordable housing scheme as well to help people get on the property ladder. And both myself and Senator Niall Blaney met with Minister O'Brien this past week in order to discuss the priorities in terms of delivery of social housing in Donegal. And Minister O'Brien is planning now a visit to the county on the 6th of August to meet with the County Council in relation to social housing priorities, and also as well, importantly, to discuss the MICA redress scheme and how we need to ensure that that is delivered and pushed on now in the period ahead.
There have still been some outstanding questions with regards to the 10% contribution and whether or not the banks would be in a position to assist in those. Is that going to be on the agenda at that meeting? Can any more progress be made in that regard, do you believe?
I think it will be a good opportunity for the County Council Steering Committee and representatives of MICA homeowners to engage with the Minister. There are a number of matters that would be good to discuss, to get feedback in relation to the scheme as it was published. I would encourage people now to engage with their engineers and to get their applications submitted to Donegal County Council. What we need to see then is actually approvals coming promptly after that and people actually getting on with fixing their homes. And certainly now when the Minister's in the county next week, it's a good opportunity to meet with the Steering Committee and to meet with the MICA Action Group as well to discuss the scheme and to ensure that any outstanding issues can be fully discussed so that the scheme does move on at the best and fastest pace possible.
And that was Minister Charlie McConlogue. It's hoped that a new bill may address serious issues facing the insurance sector. The primary objective of the bill, which is to be debated tomorrow, would be to stop people from lying under oath in relation to false insurance claims. Enter leader Pádraig Tobin says many sectors, including children's centres and adventure sports, are on the brink of collapse because of skyrocketing insurance costs. He has submitted the perjury and related offensive bill to the Dáil. If enacted, he says it would have far-reaching benefits for a number of different sectors. Deputy Tobin says many people don't realise that perjury, in fact, at this point in time, isn't a crime.
The legal costs were over four times the amount of the actual claim itself. We also know that there are problems with regards the lack of competition in the industry. We also know that these insurance companies are making massive profits, and one of the reasons they're making so much profits and the lack of competition is because other international firms are slow to come into the country. So what we're looking to do is methodically go through all elements of this to see is it easier for insurance companies to bring cases to court, to pursue fraudulent cases, and also before it even gets to a court situation, before a person puts their name down on an affidavit or a legal document at all, that those individuals think twice with regards pursuing false cases. We have heard of the cases where a person puts in a claim to say that their legs are no longer working, and yes, there is video footage of them jogging. We've all heard of those types of cases, and indeed we know of an investigation carried out by the Irish Independent some time ago, which actually identified a number of people who were lying in court. We also know that there is investigations of solicitors and of some GPs by the Legal Services Regulatory Authority with regards a number of misconduct claims. So there are problems, and we're hoping that this bill, very simply, rules out, takes away one section of those problems so that costs will come down for business people, costs will come down for drivers as well.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 17 minutes past 5 o'clock. Before I hand you over to Oisin, just some breaking sports news that's just come in to us. Due to the pending test result of an under underage player at the Neofconnell GAA club. The club has shut down all activity. In a tweet within the past half hour, Neofconnell say they're adhering to GAA and HSE protocols, and the relevant authorities have been contacted by the club. The length of the shutdown will be contingent on the results of further testing. So just to confirm, Neofconnell GAA club has shut down all activity pending test results of an underage player at the club. You can read that full tweet on their Twitter account, of course, and you can see it as well on our website, highlandradio.com. Right now, though, for the rest of today's sports news, I'll hand you over to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. A very good evening. We're going to start with football, and Derry City have confirmed that fans won't be allowed to attend Friday's league resumption at home to Sligo Rovers. On the same night, a crowd of 500 will be allowed to attend the Irish Cup final between Glentoran and Ballymena United at Windsor Park. Ulster GAA are allowing crowds of up to 400 at club matches per guidance of the Northern Ireland executive. But Derry have decided that their game with Sligo will go ahead behind closed doors at the Brandywell. Cross Channel Bournemouth are considering legal action over the failure to award a key goal against Aston Villa. The Cherries were relegated on the final day of the Premier League, finishing just a point behind Villa, who stayed up. In their first game back after the restart, Villa drew with Sheffield United, who had a goal ruled out. Goal line technology provider Hawkeye apologised for a systems failure, but it's understood the board at Bournemouth will meet this week to discuss the possibility of legal action. Meanwhile, Aston Villa have sacked their sporting director, Jesus Garcia Pitarch, who has left the club. Villa spent over £140 million last summer, with Pitarch at the forefront of the player identification and appointment. Real Madrid forward Moreno has tested positive for coronavirus and will miss the Champions League clash against Manchester City. The Dominican Republic international will now be quarantined for 14 days. He has been a fringe player for Madrid this season, making only 7 appearances. In cricket, Mark Adair isn't in the Ireland 14-man squad for the first one-day cricket international against England. The fast bowler was their leading wicket-taker last year, but has only just recovered from an ankle injury. Boyd Rankin is included despite conceding 47 runs in 5 overs last weekend in the warm-up against the England Lions. Northwest men Andy McBrien, William Porterfield and Craig Young are also named. Elsewhere in cricket, England have secured a 2-1 series win over the West Indies. Joe Root's side won the third and final test by 269 runs at Old Trafford. Stuart Broad has doubled the reason to celebrate after collecting his 500th test wicket, a feat that's only been achieved by 6 other players in history. In athletics, the 2020 Donegal Senior Track and Field Championships are taking place this coming bank holiday weekend at 2 venues in the county. Donegal will be the only county in the country that is organising a County Athletics Senior Track and Field Championships this year. Day 1 of the action will take place on Saturday the 1st of August at the Finn Valley Centre, with day 2 taking place on Sunday the 2nd at the Oris Centre in Letterkenny. Due to COVID restrictions, no spectators will be allowed in, and the numbers are for athletes and competitors only. And finally in racing, Stradivarius has won a 4th consecutive Goodwood Cup for trainer John Godson. The odds-on favourite was made to work for victory, with Napier Road 2nd by a length and the Aidan O'Brien train Santiago finishing in 3rd. That's it from the Sports Desk, Donal. Back with more tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Oisin. Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information in relation to a crash in the Letterkenny area a week ago today. The 2-car collision happened in the Balladurg area on Tuesday morning last, just before 11. One of the drivers in the collision sustained serious injuries. Gardaí Grainne Doherty says they're particularly interested in anyone with dash cam footage to come forward.
This happened in around 10:55 a.m, so the Kilmacrennan Road area. It was the Balladurg area is where the collision happened. 2-car collision in the area where the garden centre is there, that general area. One of the drivers involved sustained quite serious injuries. So our appeal is to anybody that was on that stretch of road, again, anybody that might have had a dash cam on their car, to come forward to Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
A new figure show there were 526 cases of problem alcohol usage in Donegal last year. The figure is up slightly since 2013, when there were 457 cases in the county. There has been a stabilisation in the number of people requiring treatment. Senior researcher with the Health Research Board, Dr. Susie Lyons, says there could be a number of reasons for this. Dr. Lyons says one of the more concerning findings is the amount of patients presenting who are already alcohol dependent.
Overall, nationally, what we see is there's been a stabilisation or a plateauing of the number of cases in treatment. Now, this could mean a couple of things. It could mean that there has been the stabilisation in the number of people requiring treatment, but it could be due to other factors which are beyond the scope of this report, which would be, for example, availability of treatment or participation in our database and in our data collection. But what is of concern is that what we find in the study, and this is nationally but can be generalised to Donegal, is that almost 7 in 10 of cases who present for treatment, for alcohol treatment for the very first time, are already alcohol dependent when they present for treatment. And this just means is that they are experiencing the more serious and negative side effects of their problem alcohol use. Excuse me, and that makes their treatment more difficult, and going into recovery just is that bit more harder.
The father of a boy who attempted to murder a woman he met online when he was 15 years old has told the Court of Appeal he regrets the fact that his son hadn't been hospitalised or given proper medication earlier. He's to be resentenced tomorrow after his initial 11-year detention for trying to kill Stephanie Ng in Dunleary in 2017 was found to be unduly lenient. With more detail, here's Shane Beattie.
The boy's father said there's no excuse for the actions of his son on that day. He told the court when his son was 14, he said he had a voice in his head telling him violent things. He said there was also an incident when the boy had a fight on the street with a child, and his son told his psychiatrist that he now had blue blood in his veins and was no longer frightened by the voice anymore. When Gardaí came to arrest the boy on Christmas morning after the attack on Miss Ng, his father said he was surprised but knew it was true. A decision on resentencing will be made tomorrow.
And finally, returning to the COVID situation and evidence given to the COVID committee in Leinster House today by Ryanair and Aer Lingus. Ryanair told the committee the economy will return to the 1950s if air travel and the wider economy aren't opened up. The airlines have been before the Dáil COVID committee to argue for a relaxation of the restrictions on international travel. Both Ryanair and Aer Lingus criticised the government's green list and the health advice that people should limit their movements for 2 weeks when arriving back to the country after visiting an area not on the green list. That also the advice for people travelling to the country from abroad. The CEO of Ryanair, Eddie Wilson, says there will be major ramifications if air travel doesn't resume
soon. The rest of Europe is moving, and there are spikes, and there'll be spikes here as well. And we're going to have to manage it. But shutting down this economy is going to bring us back, if not to the 1980s, to the 1950s, when we tried that experiment before by trying to do things on our own. It is not going to work. And people need to understand it isn't about holidays, it's about connectivity.
Looking at the weather forecast for today, some bright or sunny spells and scattered showers this evening in moderate to fresh and gusty west to northwest winds. Overnight, mostly dry with clear spells, lows of 7 to 10 degrees Celsius, winds light and variable. Tomorrow, a dry start with spells of hazy sunshine in the morning, but cloud will increase with rain spreading from the south during the afternoon and early evening, potentially heaviest in Donegal. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 15 to 17 degrees Celsius in moderate or fresh south to southeast winds. Looking at the main headlines, the three super junior ministers have handed back some of their salary but will still get pay rises of more than €10,000. It comes as the Taoiseach says there should be a review of cases where people have had their pandemic unemployment payment taken away for travelling abroad. There have been no new deaths from COVID-19 for the 15th day running in Northern Ireland. 9 new cases reported. The death toll still 556. The total number of cases in the north now 5,921. A school transport provider in Donegal says no provision has been made for private bus operators in the school reopening plan, which was announced last night. And a Dublin man who sexually abused his stepdaughter and secretly recorded videos of her in the bathroom, which he sent to another man in Donegal, has been jailed for 6 years. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 28th of July. The death has taken place of Agnes Doherty, Crossroads, Malin Head. Requiem Mass in Star of the Sea Church, Malin Head, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Malin. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. And the death has occurred of Danny Deveney, Derry O'Connell, Duhurry. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Connell's Church, Duhurry, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please.
Donegal County Council, in association with Bryson Recycling, will hold a half-price bulky goods event at Letterkenny, Lahey and Dunlow Recycling Centres from the 21st of July until the 1st of August during site opening times. For more information and opening times, visit donegalcoco.ie or call the council on 074 9153900.
Our McCullough Jewellers, synonymous for all jewellery, quality watches and gifts, are open for you in both our Main Street Letterkenny and Letterkenny Shopping.